Menachos Perek Yud Gimel Mishnah Ches 13:8. Our Mishnah continues to discuss making verbal commitments in the Darim to bring karbanos. Here, these are animal sacrifices. And the first issue that our Mishnah wants to discuss is the minimum values of various animals when it commits to bring, let's say, an ola, and doesn't say how much she's going to spend. So says the Mishnah, Harei Elai Shor, a person commits to bringing a bull, Yavihu Unasachav B'mane. So then, the minimum amount he has to spend, if he doesn't give an explicit amount, for both the animal, the bull, plus its accompanying nesachim, right? So for a bull, for example, that means we're talking about the three isronos of flour and the six lugan of olive oil and the six lugan of wine and the lavona. All that together must be at least a mane. Mane means 25 silaim. Actually, literally means 100, referring to 100 dinarim, but the point is that's the equivalent of 25 slaim. If he says an egel, he commits to bringing a calf, yavihu nesachav b'chamesh, then he spends 5 slaim as a minimum for both the animal, that calf, plus its accompanying nesachim. Ayil, if he says he's going to bring a ram, then yavihu nesachav b'shtayim, he spends a minimum, must spend a minimum of 2 slaim for both the ram and its accompanying nesachim. Keves, if he says he's going to bring a lamb, a little sheep, so then Yavihu Nesachav Basela. He must spend a minimum of 1 sela for both the little lamb plus its accompanying Nesachim. Okay, now that was like paragraph number 1. Paragraph number 2. If a person says Shor B'mane, if he gives a specific amount of value he's going to spend on the animal, so then he must spend that amount on the animal, whether it's more or less than what he's than 100. But if he says exactly 100, it's understood that he's saying that it's, since he said Shor B'mane, a 25 sela bull, it means that the bull alone must cost 25 slime, which means Yavi B'mane chutz b'nesachav. He has to bring spend 25 slime, the mane, on the bull. That doesn't include the additional expense he'll have to lay out for the other nesachim. Similarly, if he says Egel B'chamesh, he commits to being a calf, for 5 slime, Yavi B'chamesh, he has spent a minimum of 5 slime on just the animal, chutz b'nesachav, besides what he spends on the accompanying nesachim. Ayil b'shtayim, he commits to bring a ram for 2 slime, Yavi b'shtayim, chutz b'nesachav, then he has to spend 2 on the ram, not including what he spends on the nesachim. And if it's keves b'sela, he commits to bring a 1 sela lamb, Yavi b'sela, chutz b'nesachav, he has spent at least 1 sela on the lamb, besides for the accompanying nesachim. Okay, fine. Paragraph number 3. If he says shor b'mane, if he committed to bringing a 25 sela bull, behavi shnayim b'mane, but he ends up bringing 2, even though the total is more than what he committed. So here we'll translate mane as 100 dinar, actually, because it just makes sense to the Mishnah here. So he says he's bringing 100 dinar bull. In the end, he brings 2 bulls. So then, even if they're worth 100 slime or more, lo yatza, doesn't help. Afilu zeh b'mane chaser dinar v'zeh b'mane chaser dinar. Even if each of the 2 bulls costs 99 dinar, it doesn't matter. He committed to bring a 100 dinar bull, and therefore he didn't fulfill what he said. He's not yotzi. Similarly, if he says shachor v'hevi lavan, or lavan v'hevi shachor, he won't be yotzi. If he says he's going to bring a black bull and he brings a white one, or white and he brings a black one, he won't be yotzi. The reason why he's not yotzi here is because there is a material difference between the color, between different colors of bulls, says the Tosfos. The reason why is the black bulls are better for their skin, and the white bulls are better as draft animals, and the red bulls are better for their meat and so on. So the different qualities and the color makes a material difference. So then, if you said a specific type of animal, then you have to bring that type of animal. Similarly, if a person said gadol v'hevi katan lo yatza, if a person says he's going to bring a large animal, let's call that as a mature animal, so a bull, and he brings an immature animal, a calf, he's not yotzi because that's not what he said. But if he says katan v'hevi gadol, he says an immature animal, and he brings a mature animal, then yatza he is yotzi, meaning he says he's going to bring a calf, and he ends up bringing a bull. He will, yes, be yotzi, says the Tanakhama. And Rabbi Omer, Rabbi Yudnasi, says, no, lo yatza, he's not yotzi. Okay, so actually I referenced this machlokas, this last issue of if you commit to a small one and you bring a big one, are you yotzi? I mentioned that in the previous Mishnah. The reason why is because, if you recall the previous Mishnah, we talked about how if you set a specific type of animal, you don't remember which type it is, you have to bring both immature, like calves, as well as mature, say, bulls. That was Rabbi Yehuda Nasi's Shita, and that's what the Mishnah was quoting. And the Lacha like the Chum says, no, if you bring a bull, even though you set a calf, you'd be Yotzi. So the approach of the Chum and the Halacha is, there's a kind of general principle in Halacha elsewhere, which is called Yesh Bechlel Masayim Mana, which literally means something like included within 200 is 100, or $200 is $100. So the idea is, if a person made a commitment, I'm going to bring, 100 ounces of silver, and he brings 200 ounces of silver, of course he's yotzi in his commitment, because he gave 100 ounces that he said, plus. Okay? That's not the same as if a person says, I'll bring 100 ounces of silver, and he brings 100 ounces of gold, even though gold is more than silver, but no, gold and silver are different, therefore he wouldn't be yotzi. Okay, so here, a person is saying, I'm bringing a calf. So the Chum say, like, a calf is like just like a $100 cow, and a bull is a $200 cow. So therefore, if you committed to a $100 cow and you brought a $200 cow, you're Yotzi. That's what the Mishnah actually says, Gadol and Katan, which we almost can describe them as being like valuable and less valuable or something like that. Okay, so the Chum say that livestock, if you commit to bringing a young, immature live one, you bring a mature one, it's that plus, and you are, yes, Yotzi. Rebbe Yud Nasi holds, no, there's a qualitative difference. Calves are one thing and bulls are a different thing. If you said you're going to bring a calf, you have to bring a calf. And bringing a bull doesn't cut it. Okay, it's like saying white and bringing black, or saying silver and bringing gold. It doesn't work. Okay, again, the halach, however, is like the chachamim, which is you, in fact, yes, are yotzi. If you say an immature animal, a young animal, and you bring an older one, more mature, worth more, then we say you are yotzi because it's like bring the thing you said plus.